TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. Finish. Yeah. Look. Need a 100 shows so we can fly in the jet. Girl, you always ready for sex. Keep my eye in the game and let the money invest. I'ma die for my respect. You want a young gun, 212s on the trunk. Having everything he want, life in a rush. Probably never good enough. All he wanna do is stunt. Always looking up to him. Old spot going up to him. New money getting stuck to him. Life it was rough to him. Skinny, he was buff to it. Tryna do it like Puff do it. Do it like Russ do it. Real life said what's up to it. Need a Benz, bring a Buick. Made a plan and I stuck to it. I'm the man, you a bluff to us. Small talk such a sus to us. The money is a must to us. We came from these corners, but we had it till we upfluent. You gotta bring your guts to it. Tryna get it to the point, yeah. They gotta bring it, yeah, in the truck to us. 100 shows so we can fly in a jet. Yeah. Girl, you always ready for sex. Keep my eye on this game and let the money invest. I'ma die for my respect.
Smoke with me. All them blogs never shookin'. 100 racks, just a bookin'. Greatest ever, like a Brooklyn. All the sights here is hard to overlook it. Fell in love with that fast money. 50 racks on that back end. Walk through, cost 4 bricks. Make backs when I back in. LAX, milk, roll that pound. Poolside at that polo lounge. MOB, bitch, hold that down. Pinky ring, go Rolex crown. Testify, never go that route. Black bottles, got Moet out. My first meal, I had a Kodak smile. Tell a plug, bring Mo back now. Fuck Jews, never tolerated. Pray Booby K6 exonerated. Every night I thank God I made it. Every night I thank God I made it. My girl like Paula Patton. Bigger mansion from all that rap. Tell the police, call the captain. My, yeah, I'ma start to clap.
Need 100 shows so we can fly in a jet. Girl, you always ready for sex. Keep my eye on this game and let the money invest. I'ma die for my respect.
603 out there, right? 903 in ATL. Social Lab Team Mama Radio. What's going on, everybody? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Jump on it. That was Nipsey Hussle featuring Rick Ross. What it do? It's hump day. If you listening to us, you made it over the hump. So what's going on, everybody? Hey, it's Relationship Wednesday, as you know. Hey, our special guest tonight, Marty McFly. He got a new joint called Bad One. Plus, we chopping it up with Fee, our resident chef. I think she got some. I can smell I think she got some fajitas popping over there. I don't know what she's doing. I think all that noise. Live from Columbia, South Carolina. Let's welcome Fee. What's going on, man? Oh,
not a mojo.
I thought the dog was guarding the food. What's popping? No, that's not me.
That's not me. Not a thing. You know, I'm ready for spring, you know, right now. Mother Nature got the weather.
Already.
No, it
We've
hasn't.
Already sprung.
No, it hasn't. Mm-mm. Nah, we were 38
sprung.
Degrees when I woke up this morning.
Come on,
okay.
Come on now. We've sprung. Mm-hmm. Move with it.
No. Nah, Mother Nature got this weather on shuffle right now. I'm going to need for her to just go ahead and let it cruise on into the 70s and let it stay there, and we'll be good.
Hey, don't rush it, though. At least the sun was out. The sun has been out somewhat consistently. Don't rush it. Hey, all the way live from the other side of the ATL. Give it up for Hot Chocolate. What's going on, man?
Yo, 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 happy hump day, everybody. And yes, if you can hear the sound of our voices, you have made it successfully to the downside of the hump, closer to the weekend.
No doubt.
And I apologize for the guard dogs outside the studio. My bad.
Hey, we need all the protection, all the protection we can get in these streets. It's all good. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome our special guest tonight. He got a new joint called Bad One, featuring I want to say Nah. It could be Nay. You know, I will find out in a minute, and you know, I'll let him tell you for sure. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome our special guest, Marty McFly tonight. What's going on, bro? Thank you, Zop Pass.
What's up? What's up?
Is it
McFly,
Nah
what's happening?
Welcome, welcome.
Featuring Nah or Nay?
Naya.
Naya.
Naya. Featuring Naya. Naya. Got
Naya Lee.
There it is.
He will butcher a name.
You heard Naya Lee.
No, I will.
So let me ask, is this the same Naya Lee from Love & Hip Hop?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay.
Why did you bring her with you?
You said, why didn't I bring her with me?
Yeah.
She off doing some famous stuff.
Okay.
I'm not that famous yet.
Hey, she booked some busy. Hey, he say, talk about him.
Right.
He's here.
True. Well, she was featured on the song, so that's why I asked. I apologize. It is about Marty tonight.
That's all good.
Now we know. I mean, at the end of the day, he's doing big things. Hey, bro, tell us, like, I mean, first of all, where did the name come from? Because the name's pretty dope.
Bad One?
And are you old enough to really know about that name? Your name, of course.
Oh, my name. Oh. It came from a Lupe Fiasco freestyle, even though I know Marty McFly's from Back to the Future or whatever. And I am old enough to know
right.
that.
I was waiting right. to, I was waiting to really see. Okay,
right.
okay. Okay. Gang, gang.
Yeah, my real name is Martin, so one of my classmates when I was in school, when the Lupe Fiasco freestyle came out, decided to call me that, and I just ran with it.
That's dope.
Word. Word. Well, how long you been rhyming? How you get in the game?
Man, too long. But it started from, like, poetry. I was writing poetry when I was younger. And then that's how it just developed into, like, raps.
No doubt. Do you write, produce, do it all, or do you just focus on, you know, one particular area?
I do it all. Yeah.
Nice.
Produce.
Triple threat.
Like, I produced the song that y'all gonna play tonight.
Work.
Okay, that's dope.
So how did Bad One come about? Now do we know that that now we know who's involved. The song certainly makes a little bit more sense.
Go
to us right now. But how did the song, the concept actually come about? We're going to get into it in a minute.
Basically, all right, so what's like the number one song out right now? You want to say like Tatiana or something like that?
Yep.
That's one of the number ones. I just figured I wanted to make something like uplifting that could be played in like clubs and on radio, like female uplifting, like something for the females that could be played on radio that way. I'm not calling them like a thot or anything like that. Not saying that I don't mess with ratchet music because I do that too, but this was something different I wanted to try just to see if it'll work.
But that's so cool because I happen to be listening to the Tatiana track earlier today, thinking to myself, like, what's really going on as far as the content for female MCs? Like, is that all they have to we're just twerking and busting it down and thotting and, you know, that's all we got?
That's why I wanted to kind of
change
the temperature.
Yeah, that's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's share this breath of fresh air with the people. Because I tell you, for one, it's certainly catchy, and it had me bobbing. And it has a couple of liners that, you know, you will repeat after the song is over. So that means to me, you know, it's in there.
But it's got the formula.
You all to tell us. Yeah. So I got a special guest tonight again, Marty McFly. This joint right here is called Bad One. It's the Social Lab Team Hom Radio. We'll be right back. 9:10.
Whoa. Shawty, you a bad one coming. Couple problems in your life, but you gon' still stunt. Whoa, pay your own bills, independent. Tell them broke ass niggas you don't feel them. Whoa, drop it low if you a bad bitch. Head done and your nails did. Click full of baddies, you ain't bothered. Hating bitches on your body, you gon' kill them. Whoa. Whoa, baby daddy tripping on your phone line. You hang it up cause you ain't got the time to waste time. He probably mad cause his ass doing bad on your Instagram. Lurking and he hating cause you still a dime. Freak him dress lined up, yeah. Face beat in your hair done, yeah. Calling all your friends, tell them pull up at the crib. Pre-game before y'all hit the club, yeah. Set the vibe, baby girl, set the vibe. You been working all week, it's your time, it's your time. Play the music, we the hookah, got Patron in the lime. Feeling good while you twerking on your Instagram live. Whoa, dress fitting, you been hitting Planet Fitness, huh? Hair longer and your booty getting bigger, huh? Bad energy, you know they keep your distance on your grind. Ain't got time for these niggas or these bitches, whoa. Shawty, you a bad one coming. Couple problems in your life, but you gon' still stunt. Whoa, pay your own bills, independent. Tell them broke ass niggas you don't feel them. Whoa, drop it low if you a bad bitch. Head done and your nails did. Click full of baddies, you ain't bothered. Hating bitches on your body, you gon' kill them. Whoa.
Bitches throwing shade cause I'm shining now. All that pressure from the world made me a diamond now. I'm super bad, yeah, they say the problem child. Giving zero fucks, ain't no stopping now. Broke bitches gon' hate, broke nigga no date. Say I look good with no makeup, he need to step his cake up. I don't deal with no fakers, make my bitches wake up. My day ones gon' stay up, these fake hoes can't take us. Whoa. Pulled off in the Jag, how I do my thing. Watch me rock this crown, I'ma make them scream. Been through some shit y'all ain't never seen. But my face so pretty, ain't no Maybelline. I fuck it up, I run it up. Even niggas hate me cause I keep that shit a buck. And these timid bitches in me cause I keep my head up. I'm dead, bitch, whether I'm down or I'm up, whoa.
Shawty, you a bad one coming. Couple problems in your life, but you gon' still stunt, whoa. Pay your own bills, independent. Tell them broke ass niggas you don't feel them. Whoa, drop it low if you a bad bitch. Head done and your nails did. Click full of baddies, you ain't bothered. Hating bitches on your body, you gon' kill them. Whoa. Whoa.
Fuck it up. 9:13 p.m. Thanks. Here in the Social Lab. TM Hyman Radio Live. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, the General Fee, standing by. About to go to her here shortly so we can chop it up. But tonight, our guest, Marty McFly, yo, featuring Nyla, that joint is a banger. I must say.
It is.
That joint rides.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Fuck it up. First of all, shout out to BK Dream. Shout out to BK Dream, my homie from Norfolk State, who put this whole thing together with Marty. So we'll make sure to give him a prop shout out. What's going on, Jeff?
Much love.
And do you have an EP that's soon to be released, or you got more bangers, or what's going on?
I'm putting together a project now. It's called Underdog, so I'm pretty much almost done with it. I'm just trying to figure out the release date, but it should be coming soon.
Okay. And who are you working with? The two questions at once.
Repeat.
Why Underdog? Yo, I'm always rooting for the underdog. I love it. But why underdog as the title of the project?
Underdog because I feel like I'm an underdog as far as like music goes. I come from Highbridge in the Bronx, so you know, like, it's a large amount of talent over here. I worked with everybody, but the feeling of being like overlooked sometimes and using that just to drive you.
No doubt. Shout out to New York.
Yeah, most definitely.
I mean, the market is certainly saturated, but I think it takes, like, an unorthodox approach, right? The one thing I heard you say was, like, I'm just going to take a stab at it, you know, see how it comes out. You weren't afraid to, like, be totally free, open, right? I think that's what, like, music needs. That's like a breath of fresh air when somebody's not sounding like Future, not sounding like Migos, not sounding, you know, like whoever, right? I mean, because
exactly.
I don't know what this fad is in music, but we like music that sounds like that other mumble music. And, you know, we're in need of a breath of fresh air. Hot Chocolate has who you're looking to work with on this project. Have you already mapped it out?
Yeah, I pretty much got all my features done. Like I said, this project is like 95% done. So, you want to hear the features?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So
we
want to
know.
Yeah. All right. I got Mice on. Don Q. I got Nia Lee, of course. An up and coming artist from Highbridge called Flea J. Who else is on that thing? And then pretty much the rest is me.
Still got a stack with new features. I mean, collabos are important, and clearly you understand. Word.
And
then
heat.
Yeah, pretty much.
No doubt. It's 9:17 on the East Coast.
Yep.
What's going on out there?
I think it's time for us to throw the fee so we can find out what she is chopping up in the kitchen. Go.
Go, let's go. All right. Well, tonight I am hitting you guys with my skinty chicken fajita soup. Yeah, it's more so for the winter, but, you know, technically today spring sprung, but, yeah, we'll be still eating soup for a minute because Mother Nature is on some different shit. But anywho, what you're going to need is, some BS. Well, what you're going to need is 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast, 2 cans of diced tomatoes, which is about 10 ounces, 2 cups of chicken broth, 2 tablespoons of taco seasoning, 2 teaspoons of minced garlic, 1/2 cup of chopped onion, 1 green bell pepper chopped, and 1 red bell pepper chopped. You're going to combine all of the ingredients in a crock pot. We love a quick and simple meal. Well, not too quick, but it is simple. You're going to throw everything in the pot, let it cook on high for about 3 hours on a stove, or in a crock pot, 6 to 8 hours. I preferably put it on first thing in the morning before I go to work, so dinner is ready when I get back home. You want to allow those flavors to all sit together. Serve it with some little tortilla chips, or if you have some flour tortillas that you want to, like, throw in the oven and make your own little tortilla chips, totally, totally acceptable. But this soup, to me, is better the longer it sits. So the next day might be absolutely fantabulous. My household, it usually only lasts about a day. We're a little greedy. And throw cilantro on top to bring that brightness out.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about some good crock pot cooking, leaving it on while you're at work, and then you come home and you open the door and the house smells amazing.
That's something that we can even do and not muck it up. Hey, that's Fee Live.
That's right.
Yeah. We're going to be in South Carolina every Wednesday, right?
I got beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken.
Come on, ready?
Hyman Live, CM Hyman Live, Funk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live, CM Hyman Live, CM Hyman Live, Funk Radio Show. Real talk.
A 920 East Coast, 620 out there in LA. Relationship Wednesday with our special guest, Marty McFly. Plus, we chop it up right here each and every Wednesday with our resident chef, Fee. Relationship Wednesday, our topic tonight. Recently, you heard about a separation, a popular separation of a celebrity couple, and it's not the first time that they separated. And we're not focused on this because they're celebrities, but tonight's topic is really centered around vows.
Vowels.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Vows. V-O-W-S. Vows. And commitment, if you're not married. Like, if you're married, commitment. Excuse me, vows. If you're not married, commitment. But when you commit to somebody, specifically, like, for better or for worse, for rich or for poor, right, to death do you part, and the other person gets sick, right, specifically in a married situation, like, could you really walk away from your spouse, your significant other, just because, like, they were mean during a downtime? Like, if somebody gets sick, could you leave them? I guess that's the question we really want to know tonight. You know, if you were with somebody, a significant other or a spouse, they got sick, could you just up and leave them, like, with no problem? Not saying that it's not a problem, right? Because sure, it's dramatic. But we want to hear from you on this topic tonight. How important is vows, specifically, like, when you get sick? And when I say sick, I mean, like, cancer. Like, could you leave your significant other, like, if they had cancer? Crazy topic, but it's Relationship Wednesday, and we typically go there. We want to hear from you, 917-889-3926. Again, our special guest, Mr. Marty McFly, got a new joint called Bad One. How can people get that right now, bro? Can they go to your website? Is that on iTunes, Spotify?
Well, most recently, it just got uploaded to all streaming platforms, so you can download it on all streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, whatever.
And that's B-A-D number one, folks.
Number one of
Marty McFly featuring Nia Lee. The joint is pretty hot. Pretty hot. Uh-huh. You can look forward to more material coming soon. Marty, are you in a situation? Are you married or committed?
I just got out of a long relationship, so I'm kind of in a situation now where testing the water stages, I guess.
Yep. How long is long?
I think you're qualified to answer the question. I think you're qualified to speak to the topic. I wouldn't want to put you in a unfair discussion. But you were in a long-term situation. If your significant other of past, prior to you all separating during the heydays, right, when things were good, all of a sudden got sick and became evil, got cancer. Let's just call it out. Got cancer. It became evil.
Okay.
Could you just leave? Could you just leave him?
No, I don't think I could do that. Like, just from having
even
a heart.
Even if while you were
that.
Taking, even if while you were taking care of her, she was really mean, and nothing you did satisfied her, and she was belligerent and just cursed you out all the time and didn't make things easy for you to do to help her and wouldn't listen to anything that you said.
The man said he wouldn't leave. Wow.
I mean, but you have to, I'm asking about those factors. Those are things that happen when people have terminal illnesses. But this is the only reason that I can go there is because I've worked in the health field in the past and have dealt with terminal patients. So
yeah.
I've been called. They can get very evil. I've been called everything except a child of God in some situations.
But we're talking about your significant other, not a patient that you're serving bedside manner to.
No, I understand that. But when you apply the same principle to someone that you love, and someone that you're committed to or you have vows with, you've exchanged vows with, then that becomes a much more real situation.
You know, I'll tell you, I don't know if it's the difference between a man or a woman, though, because, you know, for me and folks, we want to hear from you tonight because this is a very interesting topic. 917-889-3926. I am of the same mindset as Marty McFly, right? I mean, for me, if she was sick, specifically if she got cancer, I think that would probably be more of a reason that I would, like, be with her. Or even if I wasn't with her, right, I wouldn't just abandon her. You know, I would – it would be tough, but my reflex wouldn't be to leave, right? And I'm not saying that it was that easy, that it's that cut and dry. But my reflex would be to battle it out, specifically if the person is looking to, like, not have a whole lot of time left, right? I mean, that's the mindset I am of. I'm of. Fee, weigh in. If your significant other, and you've been married, right? You were married, right, Fee?
I have. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Prior to you getting divorced, if he got cancer, would you have just left him?
No, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have. And I've witnessed someone very close to me having cancer and their mate having to deal with the whole evil, I mean, the chemo just does all kinds of cuckoo things to your body. So it takes you out of character. You know, it takes you out of character, and it takes a strong person to know that it's not their mate that's being that venom that's spitting at them. Just to sit back and watch her get beat down, but yet and still when he got better and he was getting better, it's like he was coming back around to his normal self, and it was, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You know, I apologize. I didn't realize, you know, that type of thing. So, no, I couldn't leave. I couldn't leave.
It's like Jekyll and Hyde.
Because, I mean, it really is. It's a completely different person. It really is. But you have to be a strong-willed person to know that that person is literally fighting and battling themselves. And the person that they're going to take it out on the most is the one that's closest to them. And nine times out of ten, it's a mate. You know, if you're married or you're in a serious relationship, it's that person. So they're going to get the brunt of it, you know. But, I couldn't live. I couldn't leave.
Social lab, Jim Holland Radio, Relationship Wednesday. And we're asking the question, if in a committed relationship or marriage, your significant other got cancer, became really sick, you know, would you just be able to walk away? And it sounds like the consensus on this panel maybe that we would not. However, I do understand that it's not that cut and dry. And I do understand that you have to be in the situation in order to be able to really speak to it. Hot chocolate, would you leave your significant other or not? Because it sounds like you had to deal with that type of treatment in the past.
My reflex wouldn't be to leave, but I wouldn't stay and take the abuse like I did either.
Okay.
Like there has to be a line that's drawn and an understanding. And unfortunately, the person that I was dealing with kind of used that as, you know, a volley for attention almost, you know. They became mean and ornery, knowing that I would realize, you know, that's not really how they are. And I, of course, am going to try to be more empathetic to smooth the situation over and get past whatever we're dealing with at the time, you know. And him knowing that about me and me knowing that about him, it was almost, you know, kind of like a struggle of the wills of the mind almost. So it became too much, and I'm glad that he was able to overcome the illness, but I feel like it was unfortunate that I didn't. move faster and get out of the situation.
Absolutely. Hey, it's Relationship Wednesday. Hey, we got a list of registered 2020 presidential candidates. This list is long as hell. Marty McFly, are you a registered voter?
Yes, I am.
Did you vote in the last presidential election?
Yes, I did.
Did you go on a drinking binge like we did for a whole week after?
Of course I did.
Or longer.
I'm still drinking him.
I'm still drinking on
right.
that. I'm still on that binge.
Right. Then we're all
That's
on the
right.
same page.
Oh, my gosh. So this is the question. Who do we have on our team, Marty McFly, who is bad enough to beat this current president? This list is long as hell, so I'm going to run it down. You got Cory Booker. You got Pete Buttigieg. You got Julian Castro, John Delaney, Tulsi Gabbard, Christian Gallibrand, Kamala Harris, John Hickenlooper, who was here in Atlanta lobbying tonight. You got John Inslee, Amy Kabacher. I'm sure I just kabachered it up. Wayne Messing, Beto. Beto, I don't know Beto's. I want to say Beto O'Rourke or Beto O'Rourke, something like that. Beto's huge. Beto just raised like $12 million in like 24 hours out in Texas. If you all don't know who Beto
what?
Is, you need to Google him because he's like the next John F. Kennedy, and he has the ability to flex on 45. So follow Beto.
Okay,
you
Beto.
Got Bernie Sanders. We all know about Bernie. Bernie actually raised
yes.
$10 million in 7 days. So Bernie can still like raise money. You got Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. You got Bill Wade, you got Marianne Williamson, and you got Andrew Yang. All of these folks are registered in the presidential election 2020. This looks like a shit show, ladies and gentlemen.
First of all, I don't even know who half of these people are, number one.
Absolutely. That's why
number
this
two.
Is absolutely a train wreck. Because we only know
yeah.
five people on this damn list.
Yep. Yep. And,
what are we going
to
do,
it's going to take me the next 2 years to do my research.
How do we engage millennials and how do we get people out to the polls? Because this is the deal. Like, we have the power. We have the flex. We just have such apathy towards the process. We don't believe in the process. How do we re-engage the base? You know, like when we were excited when Barack was in office. Can Cory Booker or Kamala Harris, like, engage the base like Barack?
Well, first of all, we can't complain if we're not willing to make change. So I would just encourage
Absolutely.
Everybody to – I would encourage everybody to do their research first. Figure out how – these people can offer some things that will trickle down to, like, your communities and your personal lifestyle, and then you can pick from there. I can't tell nobody who to vote for, but
absolutely,
that's the advice I would give.
But what he said, folks, is if you don't get up, get out, and participate, like, you know, you can't complain. We don't even want to hear it from you. You didn't even take the time to invest, you know, in yourself by rocking the vote. Come on. Like, do the research, figure out who to vote for, and if you don't want to do that, just ask somebody who they voting for. If you trust them,
right.
follow the leader. It's really as simple as that, folks.
It really is. If you don't want to take the time to do the research, and you have plenty of time, look how many candidates are out right now. Start now.
What's most important to you, as an African-American male, Mr. McFly?
what's most important to me as far as like what the president can offer.
Living in the United States right now, you know, but I mean, from a political stance, right, as it relates to your vote, you know, I mean, and what matters to you right now, what's most important?
Just being treated equal, so equality, that plays a big role.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, equal justice and equality.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely. I shared something that seemed, it seemed to actually shock a few people. It was like I never heard that before. But I don't know why it's so hard for people to understand. Like, there's only really one thing that's really important to a man. And I can say specifically a black man living in the United States in 2019, there's nothing more important than respect. The number one thing we are seeking is respect. And mm-hmm. and equality, man, I mean, just show us some respect, and then we can start, you know, we can go from there. We can go from there. That's a man. And as a woman, like, what I figured out over the years was most important. Number one thing, like for a woman, is she wants to feel, she wants to be protected. If she feels protected, secure, you got it. Number one thing. I figured that out over the years. Hey, I mean, Fee or Hot Chocolate, would you dispute that?
No.
Is there anything more important than you feeling protected or secure?
Mm-mm. No, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
I agree with it wholeheartedly. I think I might make equality and safety.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that at all. And, I mean, the fact that equality is certainly what I think we really are looking for as humans at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Unless you're an elitist, you know, unless you're privileged, and it's a lot of that in the United States of America. But outside of privilege, most people are looking for equality, and they're looking for it because what they see around them every day is contrary to that, if you're really honest. Folks, you can help to change that by getting up at the end of the day and rocking your vote, and not just don't wait to 2020. From now to 2020 next year, there's a series of elections taking place. You got to participate. You got to get up. You got to get out and do something. Marty McFly, tell people how they can follow you, bro, on social media. Bad One available right now on all digital platforms.
All right. Well, you can follow me on Instagram at Artist Marty McFly. Spelled out regular, ArtistMartyMcFly. Twitter, Marty _McFly65. And Facebook, I'm Martin Quinn McFly. So you choose which one you want to follow me on, and then from there, we can build a relationship. I talk. DM me.
No doubt.
I was going to ask that because we've got people out here just collecting thousands and thousands and thousands of followers but don't interact with any of them.
Nah, I've never been that type.
Interact.
Okay. I'm about to hit you. I'm about to hit the follow.
Hit the follow. Bad One available right now. Pretty catchy tune. Marty McFly and Nia Lee. Bro, you're welcome to come back here at anytime. First of all, when you get the project finished and you got that next single ready, definitely come back through.
Well, don't tell me. I'll be back all the time. Don't tell me
come
that.
Hey,
you welcome. You welcome. You absolutely welcome, bro. But before you get out of here, do me a favor and tell, like, artists how important it is for them to help to engage this political process. You sound like you got a clue, and you certainly are doing your part, you know, as far as just trying to be responsible and accountable. I believe that as influencers, we hold a certain level of responsibility, and everyone doesn't feel that way. But tell artists, you know, your perspective on our accountability as it relates to engaging in the process?
Well, it's really simple. As artists, we have a platform, we have a voice. Just encourage all the people, the followers, all your followers, your fans or whatever, to go out. First, get the proper knowledge, then go out and rock the vote.
It's that simple.
Simple as that.
It's that simple.
It's that simple. Get the knowledge, make a decision, use your platform, rock the vote. Hey, it's Relationship Wednesday. Our special guest has been Marty McFly, and we're going to get into this joint right here. We want you to download it. Any digital platform, no excuse. I use iTunes.
Nope.
That's where my account is, so that's where I'll be downloading mine from. Regardless of what you use, download it right now. Add one, Marty
right.
McFly. Here we go.
Let's go.
Whoa. Shawty, you a bad one coming. Couple problems in your life, but you gon' still stunt. Whoa, pay your own bills, independent. Tell them broke ass niggas you don't feel them. Whoa, drop it low if you a bad bitch. Head done and your nails did. Click full of baddies, you ain't bothered. Hating bitches on your body, you gon' kill them. Whoa. Whoa, baby daddy tripping on your phone line. You hang it up cause you ain't got the time to waste time. He probably mad cause his ass doing bad on your Instagram lurking, and he hating cause you still a dime. Freak him dress lined up, yeah. Face beat in your hair done, yeah. Calling all your friends, tell them pull up at the crib pre-game before y'all hit the club, yeah. Set the vibe, baby girl, set the vibe. You been working all week, it's your time, it's your time. Play the music, we the hookah, got Patron in the lime. Feeling good while you twerking on your Instagram live. Whoa, dress fitting, you been hitting Planet Fitness, huh? Hair longer and your booty getting bigger, huh? Bad energy, you know they keep your distance on your grind. Ain't got time for these niggas or these bitches, whoa. Shawty, you a bad one coming. Couple problems in your life, but you gon' still stunt. Whoa, pay your own bills, independent. Tell them broke ass niggas you don't feel them. Whoa, drop it low if you a bad bitch. Head done and your nails did. Click full of baddies, you ain't bothered. Hating bitches on your body, you gon' kill them. Whoa. Whoa.
Bitches throwing shade cause I'm shining now. All that pressure from the world made me a diamond now. I'm super bad, yeah, they say the problem child. Giving zero fucks, ain't no stopping now. Broke bitches gon' hate, broke nigga no date. Say I look good with no makeup, he need to step his cake up. I don't deal with no fakers, make my bitches wake up. My day one's gon' stay up, these fake hoes can't take us. Whoa. Pulled off in the Jag, how I do my thing. Watch me rock this crown, I'ma make them scream. Been through some shit y'all ain't never seen. But my face so pretty, ain't no Maybelline. I fuck it up, I run it up. Even niggas hate me cause I keep that shit a buck. And these timid bitches in me cause I keep my head up. I'm dead, bitch, whether I'm down or I'm up. Whoa.
Shawty, you a bad one coming. Couple problems in your life, but you gon' still stunt. Whoa. Pay your own bills, independent. Tell them broke ass niggas you don't feel them. Whoa, drop it low if you a bad bitch. Head done and your nails did. Click full of baddies, you ain't bothered. Hating bitches on your body, you gon' kill them. Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa, 9:44 p.m. here in the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Your girl Hot Chocolate here on Hump Day, the General. Fee joining us as well, and our homie Marty McFly, new friend to the show. New friends, new friends. So, all of the talk that we've had thus far about relationships today has been about if you would leave your partner if they were sick. So my question is, what do you do with the partner who's sick and who's mean and who's evil, who, you know, who just it? Or if you're the person on the outside of a relationship and you can see that type of treatment going on, what type of advice do you give to your friend who's dealing with that? Because that's what I needed. I needed someone to help me understand really what was going on. And that person had to point out to me, listen, Regina, you deal with these people every day in the same situation where, you know, you're taking care of them and they're ill and they may be mistreating you, kind of look at it the same way. So that's what helps me.
But it's hard when it's an emotional attachment. It's a different attachment than it being
right.
a patient. You know, for her, I had to keep encouraging and keep saying, look, remember who he was prior to getting sick. Remember his spirit. You know that he never called you names prior to that. He was never nasty to you. You know, like she would take him food and he would just like shoo her away, like get away. You know, like what? And she'd be like, you know what? Right. And he was never like that. Never like that. You know. And I was like, you know, and one day she called me and she was like, look, he'll eat air and water for all I care. I'm not feeding him nothing else. Every time, you know, every time I go to give him something, he's shooing me away. I'm like, listen, I mean, literally I was getting drained because it was like I was constantly having to reassure her. And I'm thankful that I was that friend because at one point I wanted to just say, look, just leave. Go to your mama's house. Now you're stuck with your grouchy mama.
The answer to the question, though, is, you know, for based on what you just said and how you got involved, I think the answer to the question, you know, Hot Chocolate, is you got to get, you know, some support. You know, you said you didn't have anybody
give
you, you know, help. But I think at the end of the day, when you're dealing with sick individuals, it takes a team. You know, it's like raising a child.
Does.
It takes a village.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Really, I think,
agree.
You know, as people get older, you know, think about, like, our parents as they get older. You know, we now, it evolves to where they took care of us. Now we're taking care of them. You know, like, I mean, at some point you have to realize, I'm about to break. This is too much. I need some help. You got to throw a flag. And for those who don't really have that kind of support there, you know, immediately, then you got to reach out to friends. When you don't have it in the family, you got to reach out to friends. Because what I know for a fact, and if we are honest with ourselves, you know, a lot of times the situation, we make it way more dramatic than it really is. Every traumatic situation, like 90% of it is like how we responded to the situation. It really wasn't the situation. It was like how dramatic we made it at the end of the day. When you pause and you, like, take the pride out of it, you got to let somebody know, like, this N-word is wearing me out. If I don't get some help, if somebody don't give me some perspective, I'm going to catch a homicide. Because that's how some people feel about it. But, I mean,
but it's
you
real.
Gotta pause. You got to pause, and you got to put yourself in a situation. See, for me, like Marty McFly said, it's real easy, you know, to really engage in the process. For me, it's real easy to, like, diffuse a situation. Like, put yourself in that situation. What would you want them to do for you if you was in that situation? Like, it's really as simple as that for me. Because it's always easy to say what you wouldn't do if you've never been in that situation.
True.
Right.
It's two things. It's, you got to ask yourself, does the love outweigh whatever the situation is? And another thing is, can communication help?
Yeah, but it's hard to communicate with someone who's dealing with, such a deliberating illness. someone who's dealing with this on a constant, you know, they may be going through chemo, they may be going through radiation, they may be tired, they may
need.
Be,
love,
you know,
the love becomes.
It is.
Default.
Agreed.
It's love strong.
I agree.
Enough.
I agree with that. I agree with that, you know, but the communication part is hard to sit back and tell them, you know, hey, you know, I love you, I'm here for you, and they're looking at you like, get out of my face. You're not the one who's having to go through these rounds of chemo, you know, but you have to keep encouraging. You have to keep letting them know that you're there, you know, despite it all, you're still there. You know, actually, I'm going through it with a coworker right now. She has stage 4 cancer. And this lady actually gets up every single day, regardless of her chemo. She goes to chemo. She goes straight from chemo to work. And when I say she is not one of the most pleasant people, but just to see her drive and her determination keeps us going. You know what I'm saying? And that's not a, you know, it's not a family member, but we still have to keep her encouraged and uplifted as well. So, I mean,
yeah.
I'm dealing with it to a certain aspect.
That's a great example, though, right? Because it doesn't have to necessarily be an intimate relationship. It doesn't
right.
have to be intimate. It's relationship in general. And you when you commit
right.
to people, specifically your family, right, and you shouldn't be able to divorce your family, but the reality is people divorce their family all the time, you know, right or
mm-hmm.
wrong, you know, they do it, right, because we have choice. You know, we have the power of choice at the end of the day. But I believe you reap what you sow. And so, you
mm-hmm.
know, you got to be careful sometimes in how you treat people because, you know, the ditch you trying to dig for that person might be the ditch your big head fall in. We're
mm-hmm.
just trying to help y'all. It's Relationship
Oops.
Wednesday. It's not 52. Listen, there is no silver bullet in this life. Nothing worthwhile comes easy. I've never been married, but I know marriage is hard work. And I said early on, I'm only going to do it once. So I know it's a serious, you know, serious thing. And when I actually decide to do it, I'm going all in. Don't be afraid to go all in. But I think Marty McFly said it best when he said, you got to ask yourself, what's the worth? What is the level of love? What is your level of commitment to this situation? You got to always ask yourself because at the end of the day, sometimes we stay in situations that we should have left a long time ago. There's a flip side to this now. Sometimes we stay in situations we should have left a long time ago. But sometimes we leave situations for grass that we thought was green, but when you really got over there and stayed a while, you realize it was fake-ass grass and it still died. The grass ain't always green on the other side. Be
true. It also goes down
to
it's also how much you can bear. Like, how much you can bear. You got to, all right, maybe you got to push yourself to the limit. And when you feel like you can't take no more, then you got to do what you got to do.
Then
but other than
enough.
That,
you got to bow out.
Yeah. Exactly. Other than that, if the love overpowers everything else, then I say stay.
While comes easy, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing worthwhile comes easy. And I believe you get out what you put in. You get out what you put in at the end of the day. When you take care of people, when you do good by people, guess what? People do good by you. When you screw over people, and it could be on the job, it could be at school, it could be at church. If you screw over people, the mother of the church, she coming for you. Don't get it confused now. We like that beautiful hat she wear on Sunday. But if you screw over Mother Turner, she's coming for you. I'm just saying, you get out what you put in, folks. It don't matter what the environment is. Take care of home first, though. Take care of home first. If you take care of home first, I believe everything else is going to fall into place and all good things come to you. Stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. Too many of us are trying to keep up with them damn Joneses, man. Be you. Do you. And if it doesn't work, fail fast. Move on. Don't be scared. Hey, Marty McFly, we appreciate you for coming past tonight, man.
No problem, no problem.
And what was that Facebook again? Because I saw a lot of Marty McFlys that came up.
Nah, mine is Martin. It's my real first name, so it's Martin Quinn McFly.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Chuck, are you still breathing
gotcha.
Over there?
Gotcha. I don't know where she went.
I've been talking the whole time on mute, having a conversation with myself.
we absolutely we heard
well
thing. We heard you in the cloud. We heard you,
you
in
know,
the cloud.
You know, Marty, come back anytime, Marty. Even though you missed the last part of all of my eloquent remarks.
Will do.
And shout out
BK
Dream again, homie. Thanks for hooking us up.
No doubt. Hey, we missed a whole lot apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a combo
technology
by yourself.
That's technology.
you on that good shit tonight? Okay.
Hey! You know the dispenser. You know how
we did. Okay.
Hey, Bad Bunny.
All right.
9P. I know we have talked about Billy Mercury coming past a couple times. I want to say Billy Mercury is here next week. I don't know whether it's Monday or Wednesday, but one day next week. Do y'all know who Billy Mercury is? I know you know.
What?
No.
Oh, my God,
yeah. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
What am I missing?
Yeah.
We'll save that. Special guest,
do a little bit of research there, Fee.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have
week.
To.
Also, something's in the water, and I think there may be a few tickets left. When I checked last, I know a lot of the VIP stuff was sold out like 24
Listen,
hours. That's Pharrell. Virginia Beach.
I'm having anxiety about that because, yes, there are very limited tickets left, but what I'm hoping, because they are early bird tickets, that there's still going to be another batch that they're going to get a release. No, the early birds I know are sold out, but I'm hoping that they're going to be another, I'm hoping this whole early bird thing is contingent on that.
If you don't know what we're talking about, visit somethinginthewater.com. It's going down in Virginia Beach. Next month,
that's
we will be there.
Yeah.
And Billy Mercury here with us next week. Hey, take us home. Shout out to Marty McFly. Download Bad One, friends. We're back Monday.
Have
a good weekend.
All right. We will definitely see you guys on the flip side. Have a safe weekend. And see you Monday.
We are that crew, that team, that network here in the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio Live, The General, your girl, Hot Chocolate, and Fee. We wish you good night. Thanks again to our special guest, Marty McFly, for joining us. We'll see you next week. Have a great night.
Whoa. Shawty, you a bad one coming. Couple problems in your life, but you gon' still stunt. Whoa, pay your own bills, independent. Tell them broke ass niggas you don't feel them. Whoa, drop it low if you a bad bitch. Head done and your nails did. Click full of baddies, you ain't bothered. Hating bitches on your body, you gon' kill them. Whoa. Whoa, baby daddy tripping on your phone line. You hang it up cause you ain't got the time to waste time. He probably mad cause his ass doing bad on your Instagram lurking, and he hating cause you still a dime. Freak.
T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio.